best way to start your day.
Good morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
14, 16, WVOX. Everybody, Janis Joplin night at WVOX, and I'm told Larry Tolt's on the line. Larry?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good show as always.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Larry. Thank you.
Yo, I'm so jealous. You saw Janis four times, Lou?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Man,
I remember her at Shea Stadium. They had a Day of Peace, it was called. 12-hour concert. Unbelievable. When she was with Big Brother in the holding company.
Oh, man, I wish I was there. Yeah. Holy mackerel. That's great.
Yeah, I seen her at the Fillmore, too. Unbelievable.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring up a few points. Did you hear that Trump gave Devin Nunes the CEO position at his new social media company?
No, I didn't hear that.
I did not, actually.
No, I didn't hear that.
That's
no.
Great.
That's big. That's big.
Yeah, he's a good man, Nunes.
Yeah, brave I hope guy. Trump sues them for everything they got. I hope that hero kid, I forget his name, you know, with the self-defense.
Rittenhouse.
Kyle Rittenhouse.
I hope he makes a lot of money. You know, what was on trial there was our Second Amendment and our right to defend ourselves.
Of course.
You know, the looting that's going on with these little monsters, I don't want to call them animals because animals don't do that. These monsters who are going in and they're not doing it out of hunger or anything. They're stealing from Gucci and
for sure.
High-end places. You know, it's up to these stores to protect their own property. If they're not willing to step on the line, I don't see why anyone else should.
But, I agree with you.
You know, and I think they ought to hire armed guards and, you know, if they have to, unload on them.
Let's face it. You're right. Let me just point this out. If these retailers, which are dwindling in number, we know, and which American patriots of all stripes want to see survive against the direct importing from overseas, if they want to be viable, they should do as you say, Larry. They should hire security guards, have electronic door controls, all the measures that schools, private schools, and advanced businesses use for their own security and the security of their employees and customers. You're absolutely right. They got to take it seriously. But let's face it, a lot of these companies are very politically correct.
And, you know, the taxpayers aren't going to do it. But the thing is that these little monsters who are looting are going to force these companies out of these neighborhoods like CVS.
Of course.
Owns a lot of stores and everything else.
Yes.
So it's going to be blight and everything else. Something that George Soros loves.
Yeah.
And with the zero prosecutions, with the tolerant policing policies, and let's face it, the no bail. Let's not call it bail reform. There's no bail left, guys.
You know what, Larry? Let the police do their jobs. That's why Steve was saying before earlier about crime in this country. Crime is going up because the cops can't do their jobs. Let the policemen do their jobs. Let the FBI do their jobs. This is crazy. Get the left has to get out of the police departments, definitely.
Why would the cops want to do their jobs? They're risking their pension and everything else.
That's right, because if they got 16, 17 years on the job, they could say there was a profiling charge or whatever. So if they see a guy that's knowing a drug transaction, you're profiling that guy. They see a guy that's they know has got a gun. They see the gun. They can't go up to the guy. It's ridiculous. Let a policeman do his job.
Imagine for a second. Larry, Lou, just imagine for a second if you were a police officer in Harrison, New York, in Westchester, New Rochelle, Yonkers, what would you think of the population that elects, actually elected the present DA? Her name is Rocha. She's a left-wing ideologue. She believes, this is from her literature, this is not my opinion, she believes in progressive prosecution. I don't even know what that is. There shouldn't be progressive or conservative prosecution. There should be one standard. What is the law? How can it be applied principally and practically? If I were a cop in this county of any department, guys, I wouldn't want to serve this population that elects this type or in any of the other jurisdictions.
You're 100% right, Steve. And, you know, anyone who gets caught looting, if they're on public assistance or anything else, immediately take them off it. They lose all right to benefits.
Well,
and as a taxpayer, and I pay my taxes, I do not want to see my money going to these illegal criminals who have broken into our country.
All right, Larry.
Couldn't agree with you more, Larry.
We got to go, but I just want to leave you with this one, Larry, is that Ron DeSantis, I see, is coming out with a bill against Antifa, Black Lives Matters, any rioting, any stealing. It's going to be federal offenses, a felony. And if you touch a police officer, it's going to be a felony. So let's see if DeSantis can pass that
good
bill.
Measure.
Let's get to the next caller, Mike Floro. Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
How you doing, Mikey?
Good. You guys, you hit a nerve again with me. With this, the illegal aliens or whatever, undocumented people, whatever, politically correct.
Yep.
You can't hire them. They're not hireable. Like, how are they going to support themselves? You know, they want to make sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states, but how are they going to earn a living as a business, well, now a former business owner?
Mike, let me interject. That's a very valid point. If you believe in immigration enforcement, which leftists and liberals and conservatives supported 15, 20 years ago, guys, how can you support sanctuary cities when these people, by definition, aren't supposed to be having legitimate employment? It doesn't make sense. You're right.
Thank you.
Very, very real.
But yet, if you go to Newsmax or you go to Fox or whoever, and you watch, you see stuff from Congress or from the House of Representatives, or you see the Senate in action, and they're talking about this. You know, do these people, they're elected officials, they're making almost $200,000 a year for the rest of their lives. They don't know this?
Of course they know it. They're the ones who pass the laws or ignore the laws in the case of law enforcement, folks. Mike, you make a very good point. If you know your local representatives in where you live, I don't know if it's New York City or Westchester, your council members, if you're in Westchester County legislators.
I live in Pelham, but my business is in the Bronx.
Okay, but I will tell you, if you called your state assembly person, Lou, or if you called your state senator and said what Mike just said, he would probably say, you know, I don't have an answer for you. Let me get back to you, and I wouldn't bet on him calling.
No way.
There was a former congressperson who AOC beat out.
Yeah.
And every year he would have in October, he would have this dinner at a restaurant in the Bronx. And, he'd send out the invitations. And I knew one of his right-hand people. And, he invited me, became friendly because he was a customer in the store. He said, hey, come to this event. You guys, the congressman used to always get products from you guys when you were in his district. So anyway, I went and stuff. And the second year I was there, there was a fella who just got elected to Congress from Long Island, Swozy.
Yep.
And we were sitting right next to each other having dinner. I mean, really nice guy. Very personable and friendly and all. And I said to him, but do you know, and I mentioned this about, I said, I can't hire these people. I cannot hire them. You know, and then I got into the Obamacare, too, with him, because that was on my nerves because of, how much money it cost us for our insurance. You know, and then when you want to offer your employees that, insurance, okay, this is going to cost you blah, 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 blah.
Did Swozy have a response?
No. No.
Now he wants to run for governor,
When you hear hundreds of thousands of people coming to this country illegally, when you hear these people going to neighborhoods, where these people work. So what happens is the poor white people, the poor black people who had these jobs can't get these jobs no more as painters, gardeners, or whatever. They cannot work in factories. So they what the rich people do, the business owners, they undercut people and hire these people at lower prices off the books or whatever. And you're creating a problem to a guy who fought in the Vietnam War or fought in the Iraq War. You're hurting these people. It's crazy exactly. What's going on. If these people, you need people, 20,000 people a year to come into this country to work the farms, to work the meatpacking places. You put 20,000 people. That's it. You don't let hundreds of thousands in. All right, Mike, let me go. I got a couple other calls I want to get everybody on.
Lou, to that point, before we move on with another caller, very important. Your point, Mike's point, very valid. There are two standards of justice in this country. One applies to the ordinary schmoes, and I would say that's most Republicans and Democrats of moderate, conservative, and even mildly left-wing views. The other standard applies to the media and people who are not here lawfully. I'll be gentle. I won't say illegal aliens. That gets people's hackles up, I think, unreasonably. The standard that applies to people who do not have a legal right to be here, and you can find them on the Texas border. You can also find them at the Westchester County Airport. Lou, we know they have greater rights than us. They don't have to wear masks. They don't have to be vaccinated. They don't even have to have papers. And I'm telling you, these two standards, once they're the one or two are made known to the vast majority of Americans, the conservatives will turn out in droves, and we will have real justice in this country for everybody, not just conservatives. That's the way it should be, but the media is putting a ideological plug on this. They're embargoing news. You know it. How long did it take for Cuomo Jr. to be exposed as the harasser he is? We know what it's like, and we've got to change it. We've got to keep talking.
All right, let's get to the next caller. Mitchell, I think, is on the line. Mitch?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Mitch.
So, Lou, first of all, when you went to see Janis, what were you on? Could you share that with us?
He was the Q16 bus, I think.
No, not how he got there. I don't think he needed a bus back there.
I couldn't resist, Mitch.
I don't think he needed
Stay on there, Mitch. This sounds like it's going to be interesting.
You didn't like Joplin either, Mitchell? All right, we'll be right back.
He sounds like a joke.
So I can love him until my
This is WVOX.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks starting the week sharply higher as investors shrug off fears about the new COVID variant and prepare for new inflation data coming later this week. The Dow rising 647 points, the Nasdaq up 140, S&P 500 up 53. And shares of digital media company BuzzFeed making a disappointing Wall Street debut with its shares falling around 11%. BuzzFeed went public through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company. It owns digital media sites BuzzFeed News, HuffPost, and Taste. And Tesla shares continue to fall, dipping into correction territory after Reuters reported that the Securities and Exchange Commission is looking into its Solar City arm and issues with its solar panels. And shares of Lucid Group took a dive after the electric vehicle maker disclosed that it was subpoenaed by the SEC in relation to the deal that took the company public. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Puerto Rico is the new go-to destination for investment opportunities, and Impeller is the new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects seeking capital on the island. Impeller takes the guesswork out of investing in Puerto Rico, surfacing the insights you need to make informed decisions and empower your investment portfolio. Visit investpr.org/impeller and set up your account today to see what the island has to offer. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Powered by Puerto Rico.
1460 WVOX.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches.
We're back, everybody, and Mitchell's on the line. Hello, Mitch. You got a Mercedes?
That used to be my favorite song back in 1970.
To me, that was one of her worst songs. Ball and Chain was my favorite.
Mitch, let me ask you, did you ever listen to James Brown?
Of course.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't quite ready. I was a little shy in those days, as I've told you.
Well, that's because, no disrespect, Steve.
Of course. Because what?
Because you grew up in Bayside. I know you say you have a little Bronx blood in you, but you grew up basically.
Very little. No, James Brown, I've read about and heard since those days, and I've come to respect and appreciate his great talent and his passion. But in those days, he was a little too raw for me. I felt I might get arrested just by listening to him.
Can I give you someone? Let's see. Do you guys remember Gil Scott Heron?
I remember the name.
Who'd you say? Say it again. I didn't hear you.
Gil Scott Heron.
Gil Scott Heron. No, I can't say I remember that.
Tell us about him.
African American singer who really, really talked about the issues of the day and what was going on in the 60s, early 70s.
Yes.
He was probably a forerunner to the people who exist today. Couldn't be here without him.
Well, Marvin Gaye was like that way, too. Marvin Gaye wanted to break away from Motown because he wanted to be more political and say, when he came out with "What's Going On" and all that, he wanted to make a statement, too.
Marvin Gaye was great, but Scott Heron, when it came to the issues, his songs were really there. So
I didn't know that.
Pick up an album.
I will look them up. I got another question for you, Mitch. I know you have a lot to talk about, but the boycott of the Olympics, I said to Lou before the show, I never was a fan of Jimmy Carter. I didn't care for him, but I will tell you, I respected him on several bases. Number one was his criticism of Israel. As you know, I'm a virulent Israel supporter. I love Israel. It's important to me. But he very bravely, I think, called Israel to account on many occasions. And when he left the presidency, he continued to be vocal on things like Israel-Arab relations. He was very brave in it. And second, he boycotted the Russian Olympics in his term, remember, over their invasion of Afghanistan. And again, to his credit, he carried the banner of freedom and human rights and even anti-communism to a degree, like many Republicans wouldn't even touch. There's a man with brass, and I got to just say that right now. What do you think about Biden? Do you think boycotting for athletes is enough, or do you think we should officially boycott and pull our delegation?
I'm not ready to boycott yet, but I think we're going in that direction, but not ready yet to pull that trigger.
Very good.
But I do got a question for you, Lou.
Go ahead.
You started the show with saying sanitation workers have to wear masks.
Yes.
I remember the 68 strike. I don't know if you guys were old enough to remember that.
Yeah, they left the garbage out, and they knew that in the heart of, it was in August. That's when the strike was, in the heart of the summer.
So, a mask would have been the best thing I could get. I mean, with the minimum I could get. So I don't understand. When you were on the back of that truck for so many years, you didn't want to, have some gas mask or something that's...
Hey, let's face it, man. There's something to be said for union solidarity. I'm not a union man myself, but I respect those ladies and men for their brass and sticking together on things that are important. So, right?
But just one last thing, Steve. Lou, you made a comment that people are stealing the jobs of people who fought in Vietnam. See, this is where, that dementia is starting to set in, Lou.
Hey, that's unfair.
In a joking way.
Hey, Mitchell loves me, so he could get away with things like this. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Steve, you would help me out on this. Those who fought in Vietnam, thankfully, for the most part, are retired in Arizona.
I understand it, but I'm saying there's a lot of people that went into war and fought for this country, spilled their guts on the battlefields for this country, and then you're going to see some illegal guy getting a job, and their kids, and they can't get jobs. It's not right.
Come on,
it's not right. It's not right at all, Mitchell. I don't care if you're the left or right. Anyway,
Mitch, your nitpick is accurate, but let's face it. The greater point is people who've served our country on many levels, usually of a class economically lower than the three of us, I think they deserve some credit, and I think some of the – wait, just let me finish. Some of these benefits to people who are not here lawfully – I'm trying to be gentle – are really unfair to them as well as to the rest of the country, if you ask me.
Well, yo, Lou, Steve, I'm going to take it a step further. And just, I'm not so worried about jobs. I'm worried about when these brave men and women come home, we forget about them. You look at the VA, you know, yeah, it's gotten better. It's still, you know what, it starts with an S. We leave these poor guys and women come back, and they can't, often because of psychological problems, they can't.
Remember when 9/11 happened, and right after 9/11, everybody had American flags in front of their house. Everybody was united together. There was no left wing, no right wing, no nothing. People just were together for this country. Everybody stood together for this country. That went out the window. After a couple of years when people wanted to get familiar with their right wing ways, their left wing ways, that's it. You know, we need to get back to that time when people were together.
Mitch, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
As always, thank you. Just last point, Lou, I think you make the point that I try to make. When the story is presented fairly, let's face it, 9/11 was a fact, unless you're the congresswoman from, is it Minnesota, who said on 9/11 something happened.
Oh, yes.
Her name is Ilhan, and she married a brother-in-law or something bizarre. Happens to be a Democrat, but she could be a Republican. There are bad Republicans, too. Let's face it, when the facts are presented reasonably fairly, we unite as a country because I believe American citizens, by and large, agree on major points. One is enforce the law, protect our borders, give a fair break to veterans, public service workers, Lou, sanitation, I'll include, EMS, police, fire, major public employees who expose themselves to danger and can't call in sick every day as you might in a private job. They deserve protection, and our nation must unite again, Lou. But I think the first thing we have to do is have fair and straight reporting.
Exactly right. God bless everybody. Me and Steve will be back next week. Nikki, great job. Janis Joplin tonight. Let me just tell you why I say that to Nikki. I asked Nikki, well, who we got tonight? He goes, I'm going to surprise you. So the last couple of weeks, he always says it's a surprise. So thanks, Nick.
Great show.
All right.
A lot of fun.
And
in my dirty red bandana, I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew.